Okay, let me ask you something. How do you actually want to feel when you play golf? Not what score you want to shoot, not what you want other people to think. How do you want to feel? Because here's the thing, most golfers don't choose, they just react. They show up to the golf course and hope for a good day. Hope their brain cooperates. Hope the emotions don't get too loud. But hope isn't a strategy. So let's figure out what your preferred state actually is. Golf is an emotional game. You could have 8 emotions on one hole. You could tee off and be excited. You could hit a good shot and be relieved. You could see that your ball's in a divot and be ticked off. You could hit a good shot and be happy. You could notice that it bounces through the green and into a bunker and you're angry. You could see that your ball's in a divot and be scared as you're looking at water across the green. You hit an amazing shot out and be relieved. And then you stand over the putt and your partner says to you, "We need to make this to win the hole," and now you feel pressure. You miss the putt and you feel disappointment and shame. We can have all of those on one hole. And here's why that matters. Emotions show up in your body. Tightness, tension, shaky hands, racy heart. First tee jitters is a perfect example of that. And you're trying to swing a golf club with it. So emotions either help you play well, they facilitate your best swings, or they restrict you from moving freely with good tempo. Emotions also affect your ability to think clearly. The more you're in a stressed, anxious, or angry state, the more your brain loses access to the part of the brain where you can focus. That's why we lose concentration. We forget what we're working on, or we feel like we make stupid mistakes, quote unquote. So here's the question. What emotional state actually helps you play your best golf? Most golfers are trying to play well without ever deciding how they want to feel. They're just hoping they don't get too nervous, hoping they don't get too frustrated, hoping they stay calm. But the golfers who play their best, they know exactly what state they're trying to play from. And for most golfers, that state is one of 3 things. Calm, certain, or confident, or a synonym of them. I call these the 3 C's. Now you get to decide how you prefer to feel on the golf course. This isn't one size fits all, but here's how you figure it out. Think back to a round you played well, or even just a series of holes or shots, and ask yourself, what was I thinking or feeling at that time? How did I feel? What state were you in when you were having that best round of golf? For most people, it's some version of calm, certain, or confident. You might use the words relaxed, focused, loose, in the zone. Whatever it is, that's where you want to spend as much time as possible on the golf course. So here's your takeaway. Most golfers are trying to play well without ever deciding how they want to feel. Now you have that. You know. You've decided. You know what you're working toward. And in the next lesson, we're going to talk about what happens when you're not in that state and what most golfers do with emotions that keep them stuck and underperforming. So your action steps. I want you to think back to a round where you played well or even just a stretch of holes where you felt good and ask yourself, what state was I in? What was I feeling? Name it. Picture it. You were probably swinging pretty freely and thinking pretty clearly. That's your preferred state. Write it down, put it on your phone, or just lock it into your brain. That's where you want to spend as much time as possible on the golf course. And next time you play, just notice how much of the round am I spending in that state versus not. Don't try to fix it yet. Just notice.